愿弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好吧，我们再一起有一些祷告。
Let's have more words of prayers.
主神，我们要谢谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主，你这么尊贵美丽。
You are so beautiful and majesty.
主，我们这么的卑微。
We are so unworthy.
但是主，你还是把你自己的独生爱子赏给我们。
But Lord, you have given us your only begotten Son.
主，把你那尊贵的生命赏给我们。
You've given us your glorious life.
主，我们求你继续在对我们说话。
We ask you to continue to speak to us.
主，我们实在是愚拙的。
We are so unwise.
所以我们需要你更多的恩典跟怜悯临到我们。
So we need your more grace and bless upon us.
求你的圣灵帮助我。
We ask your Holy Spirit to help us.
我们感谢主，靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank the Lord in name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们谢谢主在这里有这个机会可以跟弟兄姐妹一点分享。
We thank the Lord that we have chance to share with brothers and sisters here.
好，我们可以打开圣经，在马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to book of the Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 16.
我在这里念十三到十六节。
I will read verse 13 to 16.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I the Son of Man am? And they say, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and some others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He says unto them, But whom say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
这些耶稣问他门徒说你们说我是谁？
Here Jesus asked his disciples, Who do you say I am?
记得在两年前曾经交通这题目提到主耶稣是我们的父。
I have shared that Lord Jesus is our father 2 years ago.
那一年十个月以前我们交通到主耶稣是我们的主。
About 1 year and 10 months ago, I shared that Jesus is our Lord.
当这里跟大家一点分享关于主耶稣是我们的王的部分。
And here I would like to share about that Jesus is our King.
我想这个题目主耶稣是我们王，可能在认识主的事情上面，或许主可以给我们更多一点的看见，差不多到了我不能再分享的地方。
I hope that Lord will enlighten us more with this topic that He is the King to the point that maybe I cannot share even more.
因为这题目太大。
Because this is a big topic.
我们讲主耶稣是我们的父，我想这牵扯到他是一个家，讲到神的产业和我们是他的后裔。
As we mentioned that Jesus is our Father, it talks about inheritance, the house of God, and also we are His heirs.
我们讲到主耶稣是我们的主，讲到主耶稣的工作，还有他的拥有，我们对他的服侍，我们是他的仆人。
As we talk about Lord Jesus is our Lord, it talks about His work and we are His servants and also what He is.
主耶稣是我们的父，主耶稣实在愿意跟我们在一起。
Lord Jesus is our Father, He's willing to be with us.
他是我们的主，但是他也把那儿子的名分赏给我们。
He is our Lord, and He also has given us the sonship.
当我们讲到王的时候，就谈到主耶稣的国度和他的权柄，讲到他的子民。
As we talk about that Jesus is King, it talks about His kingdom, dominion, and sovereignty, and we are His people.
当然，我们讲到主征战属灵的征战和我们是他的军队。
And we also talk about spiritual warfare that we are His soldiers.
虽然主耶稣是王，常常是我们所忽略的。
But we often neglect that Jesus is King.
我们可以看到常常看弟兄姐妹家里面挂一个牌子说主耶稣是主，是我家的主，我家之主。
We often see there's a sign hanging in brothers and sisters' house saying that Jesus is the Lord of my family.
我们很少看到说主耶稣是我家之王。
We very seldom see that it says Jesus is the king of my family.
我们家也没有。
Also not in my home.
因为这常是我们忽略的。
Because this is often what we neglect.
我们主人仆人，仆人可以选择，仆人可以有主权，可以有一些的权利说是或不。
Between the servants and masters, servants have some right to say no.
但是做这个军人的，对上只有服从。
But as soldiers, there's only obedience.
只有是。
Only yes.
没有不。
There's no no.
这在我们天然人里面，我们并不愿意如此。
It is not within our own nature.
但是主耶稣生下来就是王。
But Jesus was born to be king.
当然在犹太人来看，在福音书里面一开始，他们看到主耶稣实在是犹太人的王。
For the Jews in the gospel books, the Jews truly see that Jesus is the king of the Jews.
记得拿但业在无花果树下的事情，当主耶稣启示他的时候，他实在说拉比，你是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
When Lord Jesus has revealed to Nathanael under the fig tree, Nathanael says that, Rabbi, you are the Son of God and thou art the King of Israel.
但是当主耶稣被比拉多审判的时候，
But when Jesus was being judged by Pilate,
比拉多问他说，这样你是王吗？
And Pilate asked him, Art thou a king then?
主耶稣说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世界。
Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world.
主耶稣从来没有否认说，从来没有不接受说他是王。
Lord Jesus never denies that he is a king.
记得当主耶稣骑着驴子进耶路撒冷的时候，人们也是呼称他是那位从神而来的。
When Jesus rode on the cart,And then go into the Jerusalem, then people also say that you are the king that come into the name of the Lord.
他们说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
They say blessed to be the king that comes in the name of the Lord.
因为在他们心里面，他们是等候着他们所等候的那位以色列王。
For they've been waiting for the king of Israel.
他完全根据他们旧约所启示的，他是骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷。
Based on the revelation of the Old Testament, that this king comes in with the ass.
我们看主耶稣33年，尤其是后面三年半，他并没有愿意，他并没有那么张扬他自己的名声。
For all the 33 years, especially the last 3.5 years, Lord never really revealed his name out.
但是当人们称呼他为王，或者一直暗示他是王的时候，他从来没有否认过。
But Lord never denies that he is a king when people call him king.
当然，一个王，我们常常在一个国度里面可以看到一个王。
Of course, we see the king in the kingdom.
王有一个国度。
The king has a kingdom.
实际上，在施洗约翰在旷野传道的时候，他就说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
When John the Baptist preached in the wilderness, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
当施洗约翰被抓进监被关在监牢里面的时候，主耶稣开始传道说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
When John the Baptist was in prison, and then when Jesus started to preach, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
天国近了，实际上他是应该说，你们的王近了。
Kingdom of heaven is at hand. It means your king is coming at hand.
实在主耶稣就是那位他们所期盼的那位王。
Truly, Jesus is the king they've been waiting for.
我想，一个区域它有一个管理，管理者或称为王。
There's a governor among the domain that's called the king.
实在这位王管理这个区域是属于他的。
The king governs this dominion which belongs to him.
而这个区域所表明的也是代表这个王的身份。
And this dominion also represents the character of this king.
他的性情。
His nature.
他王的一切在借着国度能够表明出来。
Everything that king is being manifested through the kingdom.
我想像我们住在美国， 我们遵守美国的法律。
As we live in the U.S., we follow the law of the United States.
我们住在中国，我们遵守中国的法律。
If we live in China, we follow the law of China.
虽然没有王在现在的民主国家里面。
Although there's no king in the democratic country.
但是实在一个国家，还有他要表明他的那一部分。
But the country will manifest this part.
他是他王的那一部分。
Which is the king.
在圣经里面，尤其在马太福音里面，表明主耶稣是王的部分非常的多。
There's a lot of parts, especially in Gospel Book of Matthew, represents that Lord Jesus is the King.
他提到说，天国好像一个人，这个人撒好种在田里面。
It says it talks about the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
而天国好像一个宝贝，人发现了就把它藏起来。
And the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure being found by a man and hidden.
天国好像一个王，这个王要和他的仆人算账。
And the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king which would take account of his servants.
天国好像一个家的主人，这个家的主人需要找人到他的葡萄园做工。
And the kingdom of heaven is like a man that's a householder which to look for people to work in his vineyard.
天国也好像一个国王，这个国王要为他的儿子摆设宴席，婚娶的宴席。
And the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king which made a marriage for his son.
我们再看见王的国度要表明这位王。
We truly see the kingdom of this king will reveal the king.
但是我们常常忘记了主是王的这个意义。
However, we often forget that the meaning that Lord is King.
我们也忘记了我们来在主是王这个国度里面。
And we often forget that we are in the kingdom that Lord is the King.
我们是他的子民。
We are his people.
我们是他的军队。
We are his soldier.
在路加福音16章16节，他提到说，律法和先知到约翰为止，从此神国的福音传开了，人人努力要进去。
In the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 16, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it.
这讲到神国的福音。
It talks about the gospel of the kingdom.
讲到我们应该要努力。
It says we should take by violence.
我记得我在报纸上看到一个小文章。
I've seen a news on newspaper.
我来讲。到北京，我记得是北京呢，是几有公共汽车。
It mentions about there's bus in Beijing.
其实我们小时候也是这样子，我们常常要挤公共汽车。
It was the same as me when I was young. We have to go on rush onto the bus.
那个公共汽车有一个最下面一个台阶，几个台阶上去。
There was a step for us to get on the bus.
所以大家就一直挤啊，一直往上挤。
So everyone tried to rush in.
坐在上面的人好像没有事情，因为他坐着。
Those who were already on the bus sitting there didn't feel anything.
那站着的人，那个在外面的人就很着急，一直叫站的人往后面走，往后面走。
But those who were outside of the bus were really worried and keep asking those standing on top to go further inside.
所以在下面的人就一直往前面推，一直要进公车的门。
So all those out of the bus.Keep pushing inside, try to get onto the bus.
他在下面一直认为里面还有位置，为什么他不往里面走？我可以上去。
And all those still outside keep thinking that why don't they go in further as there are still empty spaces.
所以他就一直挤上去以后，当那个门一关的时候，他就在里面了。
So after they try so hard to go in, once the door closed, they are inside.
所以你只要踩到那个第一个板子，因为门一关，那第一个板子刚好在车子里面。
So once you step onto the first step and once the door closed, you are inside the bus.
所以当人一进踩到那个板子的时候，他的心整个就变了。
So whenever people step onto that step, their heart changes.
当他在外面的时候，他认为里面还有很多的位置，应该可以挤得上去。
When they were still outside, they saw there are still so many space inside, so they could go in.
当他踩到那个第一块板子的时候，他就说挤不进去了，不能再进去了，他就准备。希望能够门可以关起来。
But after they step onto the first step, they think that there's no more space, so they hope that door can be closed.
所以他的心就改变，他 他不再 care， 不再关心你后面的人挤得上来挤不上来，因为他已经挤上来了。
Because they are already inside the bus, so their heart changes and they no longer care if the other people could get on.
所以那篇文章里面他说那块板子叫做变心板。
So the article says that step is the cause the step for heart to change.
所以踩上板子，他的心就变了。
Once you step on, the heart changes.
我们是不是也这样子呢？
Are we like this way?
我们在信主的时候，我们真是求感谢主，我们心里满有的感谢。但是当我们一进到主的国度里面的时候，我们就松懈下来了。
Once we believe unto the Lord, our hearts are full of thanks. But once we believe, our heart gets loosed.
我们不再努力了。
We are no longer taken by force.
当然，我不是说你要去挤别人往上走。
Not that we have to push others to go further.
但是我们实在需要努力，在主的国度里面，在这个王的管理之下，继续往前走。
But we truly have taken by violence to be in this kingdom, leading by the king.
好，我们可以从几方面来看主耶稣是王的特性。
And we also can see the nature of Jesus as a king from several aspects.
我们现在在神的创造和管理里面看见主是。那位王
We will see that Lord is the king in God's creation and government.
在哥罗西书第一章里面第一章十五节他提到万有都在主里面借主造的。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 it says that everything is being created in him.
借他造的。
By him, created by him.
为他造的。
For him.
他是首先
He is the firstborn of all things.
万有也靠他而立。
And everything, all things consist by him.
在罗马书一章二十节提到说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物，可以叫人无可推诿。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 20, For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
我们实在知道主造了我们。
We truly know that Lord has created us.
主也管理我们。
He governs us.
接着在约伯记第一章第一节就提到神的众子势立在耶和华的面前。
In the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1, it says that the children of God stand before Jehovah.
哦，第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse
6. 我想约伯他是在他是神的仆人，但是神借着他彰显了神的荣耀。
Job is the servant of God, and God through Job has manifested his own glory.
在一篇里面，魔鬼试探他，用第一篇魔鬼试探他，就取走了他所有一切的所有。
Satan has tempted Job to take away all he has.
但实在神的管理之下，神的王权之下，没有人可以伤害约伯。
But in God's sovereignty, that there's no one can hurt Job.
但在约伯记后面几章里面看见神他自己申诉他是如何创造如何管理这个世界。
In later chapters of Job, God himself says that how his creation is and how his governing is.
我们可以看几个地方因为我们也在里面在约伯记37章第6节。
And let's look at several places in Job chapter 37 verse 6.
神对雪说要降在地上对大雨和暴雨也是这样说他封住个人的手叫所造的万人都晓得他的作为
For he says to the snow be thou on the earth likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength he seals up the hand of every man that all men knows his work
我们现在看见主他在应着是他的创造，所以他可以管理。
We truly see that Lord governs everything because it's all His creation.
那在三十八章第八节。
In Job chapter 38 verse 8.
海水冲出，如出胎胞。那时谁将它关闭呢？是我用云彩 当海的衣服，用幽暗当包裹他的布，为他立界限，又安门和栓，说你只可到这里，不可越过，你狂傲的浪要到此为止。
Or who shut up the sea with doors when it breaks forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud and the garment thereof, and set darkness a swelling band for it, and breaked up for it by my decree place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed.
你看天上那些候鸟，当到秋天来的时候，天上尤其在美国。有看到很多往南飞的燕子。
And you see all those birds start to fly to south.
我们实在不知道它怎么飞，但是神知道。
We don't know how the way they fly, but God knows.
神也问我们，我们知道地上的蚂蚁怎么爬、怎么做造他们的窝吗
？And God also asks us, do you know what is the way of the ants on earth, and also how do they build their dwelling places?
我往后看到约伯记。约伯他自己当他面对神他如此的声明的时候在四十章 第三节约伯回答耶和华说我是卑贱的我想或者他说我是卑微的
And also after Job has seen all what God has created at the end of chapter 40 and verse 4 Job says that behold I'm vile
42章第五、第六节，约伯说：“我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼见你，因此我厌恶自己，自己或作厌恶自己的言语，在尘土和灰炉中懊悔。”
And chapter 42, verse 4 says, "Here I beseech thee, and I will speak." Verse 5, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees thee."Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
约伯实在看见人的卑微。
Job truly has seen the vile of the people.
我们从神的创造里面、管理里面，我们实在看见我们是什么样的人。
In God's creation and government, we truly see who we are.
神竟然创造我们。
God has created us.
神竟然管理我们。
God governs over us.
神他自己说。
God himself says.
你们有什么是先我们有什么是先给了他叫他偿还呢
What has we given to him first and he pays back to us?
天下万物都是他的。
Everything on earth is his.
主耶稣他自己告诉我们天上的飞鸟不种也不收神还照顾他们。
Lord Jesus told us that the birds in heaven never sows and plow in the field, but God himself takes care of them.
地上的白花所罗门王再怎么尊贵还不如地上的百合花
Whether how majestic the King Solomon is but fields of the lily of the field are even more beauty than him
因着他是王
Because he is the king
那第二方面我们看一下征战的问题
And the second part we will look at the warfare
主是王
Lord is the king
他才是元帅
He is the general.
我想主要带领我们走前面路就在属灵的征战里面。
Lord would lead us to walk the path of spiritual walk in this warfare.
我记得有一次参加一个聚会他们在筹备退休会。
I remember I joined a retreat.
因为那是很大的对他们俩是一年一度的大事。
It was a big event for them once a year.
所以在那个聚会里面在筹备会里面所有的人该到的都到了，长老、执事、教牧人员，
so、in,
所谓的教牧人员。
So in the meeting to prepare for the retreat, all those who gathered together, there were many.
还有董事。
All those deacons, all those elders gathered together.
然后他们开始，他们讨论了很多很多的事情。
And they have discussed many things.
真的是非常多因为人很多因为管的事情他们认为他们要管很多的事情所以讨论了很多的事情
They have discussed a lot because they thought they have to get in control of many things
然后他们在讨论的时候就把那个大会手册稍微传一下大家看一下
And they have passed around the brochure of the retreat
有没有漏掉任何部门的
的规定。
To check if there was anything missing.
它里面做得非常漂亮，有许多的插图。
There are a lot of pictures on the brochure.
在里面有一个插图是这样子的。
There was one picture.
他看到一个基督一个十字架快要倒了。
There was one cross which almost fell.
一个斜的十字架。
It was all crooked.
然后下面有一个人在上面用力的扶着。
There was person underneath the cross trying to lift it up.
因为在他们的交通里面。
Because in their fellowship.
他们认为主的十字架快要倒了。
They think the cross of the Lord is almost fallen.
然后我们在下面就是要尽量想办法把十字架扶正。
So we underneath it, we should try to lift it up so hard.
所以我们要有退休会。
So there's a retreat.
我们每个人经过退休会回来以后，都可以去那里扶那个十字架。
So all those after they come back from the retreat can lift up the cross.
我想他们忘记了一个很重要的事情。
But there's one important thing they forgot.
我们主是位得胜的主。
Our Lord is the victorious Lord.
我们没有一个人可以加增他什么。
None of us can add anything to him.
他的十字架已经为我们流血受死。
He has died and shed his blood for us on the cross.
他已经被埋葬。
He has been buried.
照圣经所说，三天，已经三天后就复活。
And resurrected in 3 days.
他现在坐在神的右边。
He's now sitting on the right hand side of God.
他是一位得胜的主。
He is the Lord that's already triumphed.
我们没有办法加增什么。
We cannot add anything to him.
我们不要想说我们是在为主做征战。
Not to think that we are fighting for our Lord.
我想穷我们一生，我们没有办法为主做任何的征战。
There's really nothing we can fight for our Lord.
我们是那么的软弱。
We are so weak.
主是那位得胜的主，主是王，他在这王的得胜里面，在根基下面，我们才能够为主成为主的军队。
Lord is the victorious Lord that based on the foundation of His victory, we can fight for Him as the soldier.
所以我们实在是站在主得胜的地位上。
So truly we are standing on the position of his victory.
主在率领我们。
He is leading us.
那当主在日期满足的时候，那位王他要来接我们。
When the days are fulfilled, the king will come to take us.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们不需要丧胆。
Should not be discouraged.
实际上讲到征战，实际上如果说看以弗所书第六章里面，当然讲到在征战上面的装备。
The book of Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about how to equip us in the warfare.
但你如果你注意看那原文的圣经，虽然它中文圣经也是如此，下面后面有附一个原文，实际上那个征战来代表摔跤的意思。
But in the original text, the war means wrestling.
所以乃是我们在这世上，我们在与魔鬼做摔跤，我们乃是在主的根基得胜的根基上面能够为主站立的主。
So as we wrestle with the Satan, we are standing firm based on the foundation of Lord's victorious position.
但在哥林多后书第二章十四到十六节。
In the second book of Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16.
我们知道这是保罗他在特罗亚跟托亚的时候发生的事情之后，我想我就从12节念到17节。
We know that this is what happens after Taurus that Paul start to share, and I will read from verse 12 to 15.
我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。
Furthermore, when I came to Taurus, preached Christ's gospel, and the door was opened unto me of the Lord.
那是因为没有遇见兄弟提多，我心里不安，便辞别那里的人，往马其顿去。
I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from hence into Macedonia.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are unto God as a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish.
在这等人或做死的香气叫他死，在那等人或做了神活的香气叫他活，这是谁人当得起呢？
To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things?
第十四节，神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Verse 14, it says, God has led us to triumph in Christ.
我想这是在基督里。
It's in Christ.
是主率领我们。
Lord guides us.
并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
这里他是用在基督里。
Here it uses in Christ.
圣经新约圣经里面很少把基督耶稣分开的，或者是基督耶稣，或者耶稣基督。
In the New Testament, it very seldom separates Christ and Jesus. It often is Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus.
在这里讲到在基督里。
It says in Christ.
基督是那位受膏的，基督这个名字是受膏者的意思。
Christ means the anointed one.
他只有君王先知祭司是神的受膏者。
Only the king, priest and prophet are the anointed one of God.
所以神率领我们在神的君王的里面，在基督里面带领我们。
So God leads us in Christ.
这里讲到馨香之气。
It says the sweet fragrance.
我们是在真的必须思考一下。在神的带领之下。
We truly have to think that under the guidance of God.
我们是不是有真的蛮有因着认识基督而有的香气。
Do we really have the savor of his knowledge?
我记得我小时候。
I remember when I was young.
当我们全家要出门去看长辈或探望到别人家做客的时候。
As we will go visit elders or also to visit others as guests.
我爸妈对帮我们打扮得很整齐。
My parents would dress us up well.
梳头发。
Comb our hairs.
然后把我们弄好以后，我们就赶快往外面跑。
And after everything's ready, we all rush out.
因为我父亲总会把我们抓回来。你知道那时候台湾有那种明星花露水。
My father will always.
我不知道国内有没有。
My father would always grab us back, and there was a special perfume.
它在台湾是非常普遍，而且非常便宜的。
There's this perfume which is very cheap and very popular back in Taiwan.
他就拿了花露水就往我们身上撒。
And he would sprinkle the perfume on us.
他盼望说我们身上有一点的香气。
He hoped that we have the sweet fragrance.
虽然当我们在走路到那个公车车站的时候。
But as we walk towards the bus stop.
其实那个香气早就没有了。
Actually, the fragrance gets lost.
实在我们实在必须要知道。
We truly have to know.
我们应该是有香气的人。
We should have the fragrance.
而这个香气应该是不会走的。
And this fragrance should not get lost.
但是我们常常我们的香气，我们没有办法流露出来那种香气。
But we cannot manifest this fragrance.
我们并没有办法让主来率领我们。
We cannot let Lord to lead us.
我们忘记了他是王。
We forgot that he is the king.
然后我们常常就，因为我们忘记他是王，我们忘记我们是他的军队。
Because we forgot that he is the king, so we forgot that we are his soldiers.
所以常常我们当兵当了三天。
So after we be soldiers in for three days.
我们就跑掉了。
Then we run away.
我想，在我们中间主给我们恩典，我们常常有时候有福音聚会。
Often the Lord gives us the grace to have gospel meetings.
当我们看到福音聚会的时候，弟兄姐妹真的是非常的火热。
We really see how zealous brothers and sisters are in gospel meetings.
我们有很多的祷告。
We have a lot of prayers.
我们有一些的准备。
We prepare.
然后我们可以看，有时候大家来还穿着，我不是说我们要穿得很整齐，我意思说大家特别穿得整齐一点。
And we all dressed up well.
然后赶快去接送人。
And to give rides for to people.
我们之前一个月可能就有人家里面开放邀请慕道的朋友。
Probably since a month ago that brothers and sisters who opened up their family to invite gospel friends.
所以福音聚会那天都特别多人。
So there are a lot of people coming to our gospel meeting.
我们上有很多的祷告。
We've had a lot of prayers.
然后第二个礼拜呢,
and the second week,
或许还有一点点热气。
Maybe it's still some zealous left.
过了一个月以后, 我们又恢复一样。
But we go back to what we were before after 1 month.
我们那基督耶稣因认识基督耶稣有的香气在哪里?
Where is the savior of his knowledge?
我们实在需要求主怜悯我们。
We truly need God to have mercy on us.
我们看见他是王。
We see that he is the king.
那当过兵的人知道。
And those of who has been in the military knows.
当我们接受到一个命令的时候, 没有退缩的。
As we receive one commandment, there's no drawback. We can only go forward.
其实一个聚会如果蛮有基督的香气的话,
but if a meeting is full of a sweet fragrance of Christ,
我想我们神告诉我们当要带人信主的这个 带人信主的这个使命里面,
in the mission that Lord would like us to lead people into Christ,
应该是人数越来越加增,
it should be the people increase.
我们是不是缺少了那因认识基督而有的香气呢?
Are we missing the fragrance because of our knowledge of Christ?
我们是在求主要帮助我们看见主是王。
We truly need our Lord to help us to see that He is the King.
第三部分我必须提一下田正中弟兄的事情。
As for the third part, I would like to mention about Brother Tian.
我不是太喜欢谈他的事情。
I'm not really willing to mention about him.
但实在刚好有这个例子，我就拿出来。
But I would like to give this as an example.
我认识田弟兄快20年。
I've known Brother Tian for about 20 years.
我们一起读书，一起工作。
We study and work together.
我们常常有时候讨论一些很无聊的事情。
And we talk about very boring topics.
我记得有一个题目是我们讨论的，就是那时候我们学生刚开始开车，开始有车，然后准备在开车以后。
And one of the topics we talk about was after we start to drive and when we have cars.
我们在讨论说，我们到底开车要不要看后视镜？
We talk about shall we look at the rear mirror as we drive?
有一个人说后视镜不用看。 因为我们是在往前面走，所以我们只要要出口的时候，我们才看后视镜。
One of us said that we don't need to look at the rear mirror because we go forward, and we only have to look at it when we have to go on exit.
哦，对不起，我要先说要对不起，我拿田正中做例子。
I would like to apologize that I use Brother Tian as the example.
不过这是实在，是事实的。
But it's a fact.
然后我们有另外一个人说。 开车要一直看后视镜，因为才知道你的周围左右的实际状况如何，比较好做处置。
And the other person says that we have always looked at the rear mirror so we know what's the condition besides you.
所以我们就讨论类似这种问题。
So we talk about this topic.
我不知道你猜他是主张哪一个。
Can you guess which one he said?
那我给你一个 hint。
Let me give you a hint.
他是那个忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑的人。
He was the person who's forgetting what's behind and reaching forward towards the mark of the prize.
我记得在他读书准备要毕业上班之前。
I remember before he graduated start to work.
一直到他在上班之后，这上班以后。
Till after he start to work.
他有一辆福特红色的天王星。
He had a red Ford Taurus.
我想他有许多年在他的车子上，就是在那后视镜的下面，他挂一个牌子。
And for many years, he hung an ornament under the rear mirror.
不管他看不看后视镜。
Regardless whether he looked at the rear mirror or not,
他一定看得到那个牌子。
He always can see the ornament.
因为他自己做一个纸牌子，它会这么大。
He made up this ornament, which was about this big.
所以他开车的时候，那个牌子在那里晃晃晃，所以你一定看得到。
So the ornament shakes as he drives, so you can always see it.
它上面就写几个字。
And on the ornament says,
若是出于耶和华的，我就默然不语。
I will not open my mouth if it's done by Jehovah.
这是诗篇三十九章第九节的金句。
It's from Psalm chapter 39, verse 9.
他放了很多年。
He has put it on for many years.
因为他是算我们中间比较早买新车的人。
Because he was the one among us who bought a new car.
所以我坐了他几次车，我知道。
So I knew after I got right from him.
若是出于耶和华，我就默然不语。
If it was from the Lord, done by the Lord, then I should not open my mouth.
这是为主做征战的一个军人应该有的本性。
This is the nature of the soldier as being fighting for the Lord.
只有顺从。
Only obedience.
若是出于耶和华，我就默然不语。
I open not my mouth because Jehovah did it.
我们实在有多少次我们愿意伏在主的面前说，是不是出于主？
How many times we truly bow before him and say, is it because of him?
我们实在有很多很多的理由。
We have a lot of reasons.
我们总觉得我们可能比较聪明。
We always thought we are smarter.
或许我们的意见比较好。
Maybe our opinion is better.
但是我们忘记了，我们的主才是那位王。
But we forgot our Lord is the King.
让我们记得，这个不讲。我想第三个，我们是要看见那位主是王，他是有那审判的权柄。
The third part is that Lord is the king and he has the authority to judge.
我想提到审判，我们都不太愿意听。
And we don't like to listen when it comes to judgment.
就好像当我们还没有信主以前，我们讲到死，大家都不太愿意听。
Like before we believe unto the Lord, when we talk about death, nobody likes to listen.
但是审判不是不信的人才面对的。
But judgment is not only for those non-believers.
我们也要面对。
We will also face it.
虽然我们不太一样，
Although we are different,
虽然我面对的是一个奖赏的一个问题，一个审判的问题，一个奖赏的问题。
We are facing the issue of reward.
我们可以说我们不要奖赏。
We can say that we don't want the reward.
我们可以说我们在后面。
We can say we are someone behind.
但是我们怎么知道我们可以站在主面前是以那样子的态度站在主面前呢？
But how do we know if we can stand before the Lord with this kind of attitude?
我们实在知道，在雅各书里面实在告诉我们。
We truly know that in the book of James, it tells us.
信心和行为是相称的。
The work and the faith are all complementary together.
有一天，人子在他的荣耀里。
One day when the Son of Man shall come in His glory.
同着众天使降临的时候，坐在他的宝座上。
And all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
他要分别绵羊和山羊。
He will divide the sheep and the goats.
我们到底在哪里？
Which side are we standing?
我想审判一个问题，不是我们认识不认识他。
The question of judgment is not that we know it or not.
主认识不认识我们，这才是审判的一个依据。
The foundation of the judgment is that if Lord knows us or not.
主认识我们吗？
Does the Lord knows us?
我想每一个人都有主给我们的那一部分。
I think for each one of us, we have this part that Lord has given to us.
就是那位王给我们的命令。
The commandment from the king.
我们做父亲的，有王给我们做父亲的命令。
As fathers, we have the commandment from the king to be a father.
做妻子的，有主给我们做妻子的命令。
And Lord has given us the commandment to be wives.
做小孩子的，有主给我们做小孩子的命令。
Lord has given us children the commandment to be children.
做弟兄，做姐妹，都是如此。
So are the brothers and sisters.
我想在这些主的命令里面，我们是不是真是能够听见主的声音，听见这位王的命令，我们愿意顺服。
Among all the commandments of the Lord, are we willing to hear his voice and hear the voice of the king and follow him?
另外关于审判部分有一部分我觉得在圣经里面常常提到。
And also regarding judgment, it often talks about in scripture.
我想当我们面对神的审判的时候，如果我们要稍微站立得住，我想这一点是我们必须要互相提醒。
I think we have to remind each other if when we face Lord's judgment, if we are able to stand.
因为在马太福音十二章里面也提到说，当审判的日子，我们所说的每一句话，必要每一句都要供出来。
In the Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 12, it says that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account in the day of judgment.
我们实在需要注意我们的嘴巴。
We truly have to be careful of our mouth.
因为嘴巴是。我想在雅各书里面提到嘴巴的特性。
In Book of James, it talks about the nature of our mouth.
因为形容舌头就是火。
It talks about the tongue as fire.
能污秽全身。
It would defile the whole body.
我想当我们面对我们要思考神的审判的时候，我们实在必须要勒住我们的舌头。
We truly have to control our tongue when we think about the judgment of the Lord.
因为我们实在知道我们有一位王。
We truly know that we have a king.
我们每一个人都在这个王的管理之下。
Each of us is under the control of this king.
当我们看以弗所书的时候
，As we look at the book of Ephesians.
虽然以后所书真是看见神旨意的一个在天上，好像在天上所给我们看，在天上看来看神的旨意。
It truly let us see the God's will from heaven.
在以弗所书第一章讲到，我们要求主帮助我们，给我们有那个赐人智慧和启示的灵，使我们真认识他。
In the chapter 1 of book of Ephesians, it says that we truly need Lord to help us, to grant us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can know Him.
让我们可以打开以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1 of Ephesians.
二十节。
Verse 20.
神乃一章二十节讲。神是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Chapter 1 verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
主得胜。
Lord has won.
已经得胜。
He has already won.
他现在坐在神的右边。
He's now sitting on the right hand side of God.
我们看第二章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5。
第五、第六节，当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
第七节，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
我想当我们死在过犯之中的时候，神救了我们。
God had saved us when we were dead in sins.
不是就这样救，不但救我们。
Not just to save us.
当我们接受洗礼的时候
，As we get baptized,
我们是在看见我们和主同死同复活。
We truly see that we die with him and resurrect with him.
不但同复活
，Not only resurrect together.
他可以告诉我们一同坐在天上
，But also sit together in heavenly places.
那我们为什么还坐在这里呢
？Why are we still sitting here?
我们忘了主在天上。
We forgot that Lord is in heaven.
我们在地上是他的代表。
We are his representative on earth.
主救我们，和他一同同死同复活，一同有那王的身份。
Lord has saved us to die and resurrect together and be the king together with him.
或者说是王的生命。
And the life as king.
我们在世上每一个人，我们常常我们可以知道，这世界上是现实的。
We know that in this world it's very practical.
但在主里面，主竟然恩待我们。
But in the Lord, He has been gracious to us.
他是那位王,
He is the King.
他给我们王的生命,
He has given us the life.
每一个人在他里面都是王,
we are all kings in Him.
因为我们在他里面,
because we are in Him.
到二章十九节,
in chapter 2, verse 19.
他说这样你们不再做外人做客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人。
Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
不管我们在哪里,
no matter where we are,
不管我们是属于哪里的人,
no matter where we belong to,
是美国人,
Americans,
因为我们拿美国护照，我们说我们是美国人。
Because we have American passport, so we say we are Americans.
我们说我们拿中国护照，我们说我们是中国人。
Those who have the Chinese passport, we say we are Chinese.
拿台湾护照，说我们是台湾人。
Those who have the passport from Taiwan, we say we are Taiwanese.
在主里面，我们不要忘记，我们是与圣徒同国，我们是神家，神的为王国度里面的人。
But let us not forget we are fellow citizens with the saints and we are in the kingdom of the God who is the King.
还有什么比这更好?
What is even more better than this?
是美国人?
Americans.
你活80年,
even you live for 80 years.
100年,
100 years.
要过去了,
it will pass away.
但是做神家里面的人,
but those in the household of God,
永远,
it will be everlasting.
与主一同坐在天上,
sitting in the heavenly places with our Lord.
到第三章第十节讲到，还要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
In chapter 3, verse 10, it says that He would, through the church, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known the manifold wisdom of God.
主这位王,
the King, our Lord,
在他的旨意里面,
in His will,
乃是借着教会,
is through church,
彰显他的王权,
to manifest His kingship.
所以到第六节, 第六章以后,
so from chapter 6,
我们看见有许多的教训,
It talks about many teachings,
或者我们说有许多的装备,
and a lot of equipment,
这是我们必须要学,
which we have to learn.
没有做军人不受训的,
there's no soldiers not being trained.
乃在这主里面, 我们接受主的训练,
in Christ we are being trained by Him.
这里告诉我们做儿女的当如何,
it tells what the children should behave,
做父亲的当如何,
what should fathers do.
没有看到做母亲的,
we don't see how to be mothers.
我想母亲和父亲是一起,
I think it's the same as for fathers and mothers.
他们同有生命之恩,
they have this grace of life.
告诉我们做仆人,
it talks about how to be servants.
我们再看见主装备我们, 主要装备我们,
we truly see that Lord will equip us.
然后继续到第十节,
and verse 10,
他说我还有未了的话,
and finally,
你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
我们感谢主,
we thank our Lord.
主一直对我们一直说话,
Lord continues to speak to us.
只要我们愿意听, 祂都愿意讲。
He is willing to speak as long as we are listening.
所以祂说我还有未了的话,
so it says finally,
我们要靠着主, 依靠祂的大能大力, 做刚强的人。
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
下面提到征战,
it talks about warfare.
实际上征战原文都做摔跤。
Actually, in the original text, warfare means wrestle.
我们知道雅各也摔跤。
We know that Jacob wrestled.
但雅各又和天使摔跤。
Jacob wrestled with angel.
他用他自己的力量和天使摔跤。
He wrestled with his own might.
但在这里告诉我们, 我们乃是与那, 我们并不是和属血气的征战, 乃是 与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这一万世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战，是摔跤，恶魔摔跤。
And it talks about we are wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and which is wrestle.
我们会跌倒。We
will fall.
靠着主大能大力，我们要再站起。
But we will stand again in the power of His might.
为主做见证,
be His testimony.
让我们坐飞机, 从飞机上, 往下看，尤其是晚上的时候。
If we look down from airplanes, especially at night.
我们看到晚上那些，因为看到那个灯火。
We will see the light.
在城市里面，灯火非常的旺。
The bright light in the cities.
然后在城市中间，你可能可以看到一些一两个灯火，或者是一些小灯火在车子。的灯在里面跑。
And among the in between the cities, we will see the lights that are scattered.
但是我们常常会看到，在那个一片黑暗里面，有那么一点点的灯光。
But we will often see the little light in the full of darkness.
我不晓得今天当神看这个世界上的时候，他看的是光景是怎么样。
I don't know how God views the condition of the world.
我们是不是他所看的那一点点的亮光呢
？Are we the light that he sees?
在这个幽暗的世界里面的那一点点亮光呢
？The little light in the whole darkness.
我们是不是可以成为他在这地上那一点点的见证
？Can we be his little testimony in the world?
还是我们那个灯光一闪一变，一闪一灭
？Or the light is shattering?
还是我们的灯光只能够维持着两年
？Or this light only lasts for 2 years?
两年以后就消失了
？And it disappears after 2 years.
我们现在求主帮助我们。
We truly need Lord to help us.
在地上成为他的见证。
Be his testimony on earth.
我想，主应着他的见，应着我们在地上能够站立得住，成为他的见证。
Because we can stand firm and to be his testimony.
不单主得荣耀。
Not only Lord gets the glory.
让我们那一点点灯光在主的荣耀的光中里面根本算不了什么。
Actually, our little light in His glorious light is nothing.
但是主为什么叫我们做他的见证呢
？But why does Lord would like us to be His testimony?
而且主要这个见证一直持续下去。
And He would like this testimony to last.
不单是我们
，Not only for us.
还有我们的小孩
，And our children.
还有我们的孙子
，Our grandchildren.
如果主允许我们，让我们这见证一直能够持续下去。
If Lord's willing, let this testimony to last.
让我们眼光放远一点。
Let our eyes.For our sights to be long,
看见永生的盼望
we will see the hope of eternity.
我不要让这个见证消失
Not let this testimony disappear.
一代一代
from generation to generation.
我们是在等候着那位王来
We are waiting for the King to come.
最后一点，我也是举一个小小新闻。
And I would like to point out a little news.
我记得前阵有一个新闻讲到在缅甸还是在泰国非常落后的一个国家。
The news talks about maybe it was in Burma or in Thailand.
他们也有那个乐透。
They also had lottery.
所以大家都要买乐透。
So they all bought lottery.
你知道在落后国家，有钱人就很有钱，没有钱人就没有钱。
In those countries, there was big gap between the rich and the poor.
永远没有钱。
Those who are poor would always be poor.
就算你读书，也很难有机会能够成为一个有钱的人。
It's really rare that you become rich for those poor people, even if they study hard.
所以在那些没有钱的人，似乎一直做奴隶。
So for those poor people, they always servants.
为着那一点点的生，为着生活，在那里做奴隶。
They are being servants for their life, for their living.
所以他们的希望就买那个乐透。
So their hope is based on to buying the lottery.
后来有一个后来这新闻提到，有一次乐透里面那个金额非常非常的高。
The news talks about the price for the lottery was very big.
就有一个工人，他中了他的号码就是那个乐透的那个奖号。
There was one worker's number matched with the number of the lottery.
他非常非常的高兴。
He was very happy.
因为不单他自己能够成为一个，好像在世界上成为一个，有钱人。
Not only himself could become rich.
他不再做人家的奴隶。
He's no longer servant.
他的小孩子也可以。
So are his children.
他子子孙孙都可以。
So are all his descendants.
后来人家发现。
And later on he discovered.
他下乐透的时间晚了几分钟。
Actually, there he missed several minutes when he put down the number.
因为他在那里，他很忙，他必须要工作，他必须要，他忘了去买乐透。
Because he was so busy, he forgot to buy the lottery.
所以最后一分钟他跑去买。
And he bought the last minute.
就那一查晚了几分钟。
And they realized he missed several minutes.
我想这是在，我觉得这是圣经讲的咬牙切齿。
So I feel it's like whipping and gnashing the teeth.
我们是不是把握我们的机会呢？
Are we really taking our opportunity?
我们知道我们还有多少时间吗？
Do we know how much time we still have?
我们不要落入那个咬最终是咬牙切齿的地步。
Let us not fall into the condition of whipping and gnashing the teeth.
我们在求主帮助我们这个做王的生命在我们身上真正得到彰显。
May Lord help us so that the life as a king truly manifest.
主的见证在我们身上得到彰显。
The testimony of the Lord truly manifests through us.
或许我们在神的荣耀上我们可以有一点点的加增。
Maybe we can increase us taking part of his glory.
但是我们乃是因着耶稣基督的关系。
But it's all because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
实在在祷告里面我们常常纪念。
So that in prayer we always remember.
我们纪念我们弟兄姐妹。
Remember our brothers and sisters.
纪念我们的家人。
Remember our family.
纪念教会。
Remember the church.
我们更求神的国神的义。
And we seek his kingdom and righteousness.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们要谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你愿意做我们的父亲。
You are willing to be our father.
主，你愿意收纳我们来服侍你。
You are willing to accept us to serve you.
主，我们更谢谢你， 你把你那作王的生命赏给我。
Lord, we thank you even more for giving us the life as a king.
主，我们要求你继续帮助我们。
We ask you to continue to help us.
主，给我们更多的机会。
Give us more opportunities.
行我们所当行的。
To do the work we shall do.
主，我们靠着耶稣基督， 我们能够刚强壮胆。
Through Jesus Christ, we can be strong and courageous.
求你复活的大能， 每一天在我们身上， 能够彰显出来。
We ask your power of resurrection can be manifested in us every day.
帮助我们一个谦卑的灵。
Give us a humble spirit.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.